Yeah, but it's a big week this week because it's National Volunteer Week. What's happening with your team?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. And like lots of councils throughout, well, everywhere, really, we rely so much on volunteers. So we do really want to say a huge thank you to all of those who help us. And we certainly wouldn't be able to provide the services that our community wants and needs from us without having huge contributions from volunteers in so many areas. So really want to say thank you to them and want to mention a few of those that come to mind as well. So starting at our visitor information centres, we've got people, volunteers there who meet and greet our tourists in Castlemaine and Malden visitor information centres. They act as ambassadors and they advocate for all of our tourist sites and accommodation businesses, so play a really important economic development role as well as a welcoming role there. We've got in our youth advisory group, we've got young people who are helping to organise events like the Young Makers Market and the Battle of the Bands that we often talk about, which creates opportunity for young creatives and basically helps other... excuse me, program approach today. Helps other young kids to have a good time, so really important work they do as well. We've got people driving buses, taking residents to community lunches, to swimming and any activities really that keep them active and connected. They shop for people who can't do that for themselves. They visit them just to bring them joy and some company and really look after our most vulnerable. So out in the environmental area, we've got so many volunteers in our community who are caring for our land, so thank you to all of the land care groups who do that incredibly important work. We've got people looking after our recreation reserves and our sporting ovals, doing so much work to keep those in the condition that make them great for teams to be able to play on. And then we've got the community halls and facilities committees who are always there keeping those up to scratch and taking bookings and setting up kitchens for events, then packing down and being ready for the next event. And just really want to say thank you so much to all of those people who help us do what our community needs us to do for them. So I hope you're all having a great week, volunteers. We really appreciate what you do.
It sounds like you would be lost without them, really. There's a lot of areas covered there, isn't there? That's pretty amazing. National Volunteer Week, we have to thank them all. Okay, you got some money up. Oh, sorry, you're talking, yep.
Sorry, it is a really significant part of us being able to support our community. So, yeah, it's really important. And actually, before I jump off that one, Steve, I should mention that there is, in that same vein, we've got our emergency services volunteers opportunities as well, which is not us, but they're fundamental to our community being having people there when they need them most in emergencies and the like. So there's a Castlemaine Emergency Response Expo on this weekend, I understand. It's on the 22nd Saturday, and that's down at Western Reserve. And there's going to be a range of the local responders there, the SES, CFA, Ambulance Victoria, and Victoria Police will all be there. And they'll be there to offer two things. One, you can find out more about how to prepare for emergencies from those experts in those areas. But likewise, if you're thinking you're interested in doing that sort of work, then you can have a really good chat with them about what does that involve. So once again, down at Western Reserve, it's on at 10:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. this Saturday, 22nd of May.
Okay, it's a big week. And SES is having Wear Orange Day tomorrow, so that's something else we can note. Yeah, funding announcements. Got some money in Streetscapes in Campbell's Creek.
We sure did, Steve. Very excited about these two projects. We've been working very hard to have these projects funded for quite some time now. So it was wonderful to have, first of all, last week Marie Edwards came out to Newstead to announce $1.4 million from the Victorian Government's Regional Infrastructure Fund towards finishing three more small town streetscape projects. We've had funding for three before, and this is three more. So Guildford, Chewton and Newstead all will share in that $1.4 million of state funds. And it's really exciting to see that happen. It's going to help us beautify the streets of those towns and provide more supporting infrastructure that's going to boost local economies as well and really just make it easier and safer for people to get around those towns. So really excited about that. And the other one that we got was much awaited and very exciting news that the Campbell's Creek Walking Trail funding has been secured, so that means that we will have the last section of the Campbell's Creek Trail constructed, and in fact beyond that we're going to be able to build all the way down to the Campbell's Creek Recreation Reserve. So $1.2 million in funding was announced for that project, which will see another 6 kilometres of off-road path and trail network built.
Beautiful.
So very, very excited about that one. And can I say a big thank you to one of those volunteer groups, the Friends of Campbell's Creek. They've been pushing for this project for a very long time and have been supporting us to make sure that we get the design right for a very long time as well. They've put a lot of work and effort into that Campbell's Creek area, and they want to see it done well. So well done to them. And again, a big thank you to Marie Edwards for her work in helping us to get that funding. And a very, very big thank you as well to our friends at RDV and Sport and Rec Victoria, who supported both of those projects too.
Terrific. Good on you, mate. Darren, have a great week. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you both.
All the very best. Darren Fuzzard from the Mount Alexander Shire.